Here we are on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. We read in John chapter 18, verse 33, where Pilate asks Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Do you struggle like Pilate to figure out who Jesus is? I mean, I do sometimes. The images we have of him as, you know, Son of God or our brother or healer or teacher or Jesus, King of the universe, I mean, they seem so esoteric. And Jesus in the Bible certainly didn't look or act like the Jews or we'd expect of a king. It's another great paradox of our faith. It's God's way versus the world's way. God's idea of kingship versus our worldly experience of kings. The world so often gives us the wrong ideas of what leadership should look like and what should be most important in our life. Reflect for a moment on who the kings are in your life. Who and what rules you? Is it people whose opinions matter to you? Your spouse or your boss? Is it a political party or your favorite sports team? How about a time clock? Expectations of others or even of yourself? There are many things that compete for our allegiance. Marketing and advertising on social media will tell us that if we do all the right things and be on the correct side of issues and if we're connected to the right people, well, then we'll be successful. If we acquire more stuff and have and go and do more exciting things, well, then maybe we'll be happy. And when we gain these relationships and acquire and do these things, well, then what? I think it comes down to what we want and expect for our future and how Jesus shapes those expectations. I mean, who is Jesus to me? Can I trust him with my future? So I ask myself, what is most important? What is it deep down that I truly desire? In my heart of hearts, what do I want more than anything else? Peace of mind? Sure. Less stress? Absolutely. And a sense of joy and satisfaction in my life. I mean, and maybe even to make an impact for the good of my community. The good news is all of these things are possible, not by anything that I do on my own, but with God, all things are possible. Jesus is the King of the universe. He is our King. He invites us into relationship with him. He wants to rule our hearts. When we put him first, when we give and serve the needs of those most vulnerable amongst us, then we find the peace and joy and contentment that we truly seek. Let him reign. Amen.